Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurers may be missing out on profits from artificial intelligence. According to Nirmal Ranganathan, Vice President Engineering AI Architect at Rackspace Technology, many insurers don't realize they could benefit significantly where they do integrate AI across business revenue-generating units. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Nirmal Ranganathan. Nirmal, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, absolute pleasure having me on. Looking forward to our conversations.
I as well, Nirmal. So let's start with how much money is being poured into AI across all sectors of the insurance industry? Do we have any idea?
Complete? Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. A lot.
Yes, a lot. And every insurance company is at least spending $5 to $10 million or more. I've spoken to insurers that are investing, say, 50 plus million on specific projects just to gain a 5% improvement in what they're doing. And that return could be high for them. That's why they're investing that money.
Wow. So are insurers seeing real results from the implementation of this AI?
In some cases, yes. And you are also seeing evidence of that through a lot of these new startups that are entirely, at least they're claiming to be entirely based off AI or AI driven. So there's definitely value that is being had. And oftentimes the value may not seem high, but if you look at the dollar value or the savings that it drives, it is significant. Even a 5 to 10% savings, say for example, in adjudicating claims more quickly or more effectively, saves insurers several millions of dollars every year. So every small use case that you take and you just eke out 1 or 2% of efficiency could drive enough volume for insurers.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned claims. Where do you find insurers are implementing AI strategy? Would it be in the claims department? Is it underwriting? Is it, you know, all of the above?
Yes, it's I think all of the above. So where most insurers are first sort of putting their bets on is on the non-revenue generating side. So driving efficiency, especially on the customer service and agent interaction pieces. And that's an easy one to kind of get your toes wet into AI. So there, everybody's seeing success, including insurers. We've seen that with other industries as well. Insurer specifically, there's a few areas where they're starting to invest and also see some good results. Underwriting is one, and there's multiple aspects within underwriting. There is aspects of being able to explain specific policies, and when we talk about explainability, also hits on the front end where they're providing input on coverage, basically coverage based on a particular incident or types of incidents based on a particular set of policies. So it happens on the front end, it also happens on the back end. And a lot of this traditionally is driven by some element of automation, but also a lot of people involvement. So where AI is going to come into play is really to reduce the amount of people involvement. So one, you can answer more of these policy questions quicker, but you take that and you flip on its head, you start to use AI to draft and create better policies. Either that's comparing against your competitors, so usually policy comparisons in the industry, and everybody's looking at and saying, okay, how does my policy differ from a competitor in a particular region? And these are all, again, there's a lot of variances, right? State-oriented policies, and again, between property and casualty versus commercial versus healthcare, there's a lot of variances. So being able to do that across the board is key. And AI, especially if you talk about generative AI these days, is a great assistance there, because you're going to have to go through hundreds of pages of documentation and you're trying to compare one or two sentences or a paragraph in there. AI does a really good job at bringing that up and helping you quickly compare against, say, two policies. But that's one example. Mm-hmm. tens of those examples just in underwriting.
So you mentioned, you used the term, the non-revenue side, and I'm assuming what you're talking about there is things like claims. Can you differentiate between the revenue side and the non-revenue side? And I'm assuming the revenue side would be underwriting.
Yep. Revenue side is definitely underwriting. One, obviously, to get better policies. Also, if you think about it, how do I price policies effectively and for a dynamic market? And right now, of most cases, again, you're based on, your policies are based on demographics, personal details, and the region and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Impacts in the region. But and then whenever an accident or you file a claim, then your insurance goes up by an X amount. But if that can be much more dynamic, one, I think the insurers or the insured can get savings as well, but also the insurers can drive savings if they're much more dynamic about their pricing and the policy pricings. Right now, it's more sort of a waterfall step, right? The pricing will kick in at some point, and then the challenge there is, how do you go against competitors? Yes, mm-hmm. you're catching up on revenue, but you're starting to have these newer, more agile competitors that are entirely AI-based, and they're able to provide much more of those dynamic pricing. And you'll see some of those come out, right? It's not new. It's been happening for a few years. But what you're seeing now is, how do I take that sort of slow progress into a leap? And that's really what's happening right now.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Nirmal, where should the focus be on implementing AI? Well, so say, for example, a startup, where would you counsel them on what their best use of AI resources should be?
Yeah, so if it's a startup, for them, at least in insurance tech, absolutely in underwriting, in claims management, being able to quickly sort out claims, leveraging AI to, and computer vision in this case, be able to identify and assess, say, property damage or any other types of damage, and being able to assist, right? Oftentimes, not necessarily make the decision, but assist an adjudicator with the right information so they can quickly proceed with that. What that helps do is it helps, again, bring in more volume of customers that you can manage, and also drives efficiency. Another area which oftentimes gets underlooked is there is a lot of auditing that happens on the back end,
mm-hmm.
and you get a lot of fraud. Every industry has fraud. Insurance obviously has a lot of fraud. If I can catch 1% more of records or of claims I'm auditing, that 1% could save a lot for insurance. So typically, that is more people or sort of human capital driven. If you can automate that and have AI catch more of the easier ones so that the really tough ones can be sent to the humans, that's a huge savings. And one, not just savings from a human perspective or capital perspective, but being able to catch more of these claims ahead of time and leverage those learnings. So you're, again, that ahead of time is important, right? With right. auditing, you're catching things post. But once you start to automate that and that knowledge is starting to be embedded into an AI model, you can leverage that earlier in the life cycle and catch those fraud events earlier. You look at credit card events these days, right? Most fraud events are caught at the very beginning, right? At the point of you making the transaction, not afterwards. Insurance companies are not there yet. But I think just moving that few steps ahead is going to save them a ton.
That's really interesting. So what are the barriers for AI for insurers beyond just the obvious, which, you know, money for especially the startups and the smaller insurers. There must be some other barriers as well.
Yes. I mean, the tech is there. The talent oftentimes is not there specifically within the insurance company. So looking for talent outside is key. The second part is there, again, it's a regulated industry. So there's a lot of regulations that insurers have to adhere to. The NAIC, at least in the US, NAIC is the body that manages the regulations for insurance companies. I think it's called the National Agency or something like that for insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge right now is those agencies and other regulatory bodies haven't moved quickly enough to incorporate AI-specific policies into the regulations itself, but they've all provided guidelines. So where it comes down to is each of these insurance companies basically using those guidelines and going and identifying where in what situations can I employ AI versus not. What are all the things that I have to do in order to comply with the regulation? A lot of the cost right now and the barrier is also on the compliance part. So it's not just enough to implement an AI solution and have that available. Along with that, the things that they'll have to work with is explainability. So when a human makes a decision, they're able to explain it. So similarly, when a model makes a particular decision, whether that's in the claims or underwriting or anywhere else, where it's a direct impact to the end consumer, that needs to be transparent and explainable. They have to, filing disclosures easy, but when these claims come up, how do you handle those claims and act accordingly? So there's a lot of back-end work from a governance and compliance standpoint that needs to happen. And most times that is afterthought. So bringing that to the forefront is going to help them because these policies are going to continue to evolve and change.
So big question, Nirmal. How will AI change the insurance landscape in the next few years?
That one is one we'll have to kind of wait and see. But where, at least in my head, I'm thinking is it's going to make that whole insurance process seamless. So your agent becomes a virtual agent, and getting a policy these days has become relatively easy. It's going to become even more easier. I think going through that claims process, filing claims, getting reimbursed are going to be even more smoothened. And the dynamic pricing, I believe, is one where the industry is headed next. It's going to really be a win-win situation for both the insurers and the insured.
It's going to be fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You must be excited.
Tons to be excited about. Savings is definitely one to be excited about.
Nirmal, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
That was Nirmal Ranganathan, Vice President, Engineering AI Architect at Rackspace Technology. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.